Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old school jungle and Raga DNB intro in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. Automation first, clip stacking second, and that's the key mindset here. In this style, the intro is not just empty space before the drop, it's the opening scene. It sets the tone, it sets the groove language, and it tells the listener, yeah, this one's got pressure. We want tape flavored atmosphere, chopped break energy, Raga vocal fragments, and a bass system that feels like it arrives through movement, not brute force. So instead of throwing a million parts at the arrangement, we're going to make a small number of elements evolve over time. That's how you get that classic jungle tension. The break comes into focus, the vocal hits like a conversation, the bass is hinted at rather than fully exposed, and the whole thing keeps breathing toward the drop. Let's start by setting up a focused intro rack. Keep it lean. One audio track for the main break. One audio track for Raga vocal chops or one shots. One MIDI track for sub or Reese hints. Then two return tracks, one for delay and one for reverb. If you need extra glue, a drum bus is fine, but don't build a giant session before you've even shaped the intro. From the start, think about headroom. You do not want this intro smashing the master. Leave room. Aim for the intro to peak somewhere around -8 to -6 dB before mastering. That gives the drop somewhere to land, and in drum and bass, that contrast is everything. On the break track, start with some cleanup, but don't overpolish it. Jungle loves grit. Add drum bus if the loop needs a bit more body, then EQ 8 to carve out the obvious junk. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz so the low rumble isn't eating your mix. If the break sounds boxy, try a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats are getting too sharp, tame the 7 to 10 kHz area a little. Just enough to control it, not enough to sterilize it. Now, the break itself needs to be chosen carefully. You don't just want a loop that sounds good when it's playing straight. You want a break that can survive automation and still feel exciting when it's being rephrased. In Ableton, warp it carefully. Beats mode is often the move if you want punch and transient preservation. Complex Pro is fine if it genuinely helps the tone, but don't use it just because it sounds fancy. If you want tighter control, slice it into simpler or work directly in arrangement view. Build a simple two-bar loop first. Bar 1 gives you the core identity, the kick and snare language. Bar 2 gives you a little variation, maybe a ghost hit, a missing hat, or a snare pickup. That's already enough to create motion. Now here's the advanced move. Automate the break's filter and transient shape instead of constantly rewriting the MIDI. Put an auto filter on the break and start the low pass somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz in the opening bars. Keep the resonance modest, maybe 10 to 20%. You want movement, not a whistle. If the filter envelope helps, keep it subtle, around 5 to 15%. This creates that coming into focus feeling, which is pure jungle. The break doesn't just start, it emerges. Next, let's deal with the Raga element. This is where a lot of people overdo it. Raga vocals work best in drum and bass when they're used like punctuation, not wallpaper. You want call and response, not a constant stream of chatter. Load your vocal chop into simpler or sampler and make a small phrase bank. Maybe one main chant, one ad-lib, one tail or laugh, and one impact-style shout for transitions. Then process it with stock Ableton tools. High-pass it with EQ8 around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the way of the low end. Add a bit of saturator, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, just to give it some edge. Use echo or a sync delay for throws, and keep the reverb controlled, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds depending on how dense the mix is. The big move here is automation. Don't just drown the vocal in effects all the time. Route it to a return and automate the send. Let the first vocal hit come in around bar 3 or 4. Then answer it again later, maybe bar 7 or 11. That back and forth is classic jungle energy. It feels like an MC trading bars with the drums, and it keeps the intro conversational. Now for the bass. In this kind of intro, the bass should be implied before it's fully revealed. Think of it like a shadow of the drop. Not the full thing yet? Create a MIDI track with a simple sub and Reese layer, or use a single wave-eatable patch if that's your workflow. At first, keep it filtered and restrained. Use auto-filter or the instrument's built-in filter to start dark and open it gradually. If you're layering a sub and Reese, keep the sub centered below 60 Hz and absolutely mono. Utility is your friend here, with at 0% on the sub, and if the Reese is getting too wide, narrow it until the drop. For the Reese, don't go huge straight away. Keep the detune subtle, and low pass it so it feels murky in the intro. You're suggesting the character of the bass, not fully revealing the beast. A bit of saturator or overdrive can help the bass speak on small speakers, but again, just enough to translate. This mono discipline is important. A wide intro can sound impressive, but if everything's already spread out before the drop, you lose the impact when the full stereo field finally opens up. Now let's shape the drums as a system rather than as separate samples. Group your break and any extra percussion, then put drum bus, maybe a light glue compressor if needed, and an EQ on the group. You want the drums to feel like they're waking up. On drum bus, keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. If the break needs more snap, push the transients a little. Keep boom off or very restrained in the intro unless you really want a sub-kick accent. Then automate that bus over the 16 bars. A little more drive in the last 4 bars. A little more high-end opening. Maybe some clip gain on ghost hits, so certain snare details poke through at key moments. That's the jungle trick. One break, but multiple states of energy. If you want to deepen the vibe, add ghost notes and little fills. A snare ghost before a bar line. A tiny hat tick answering the vocal. A reverse break fragment into a transition. These micro moments make the intro feel alive without making it crowded. And that's the principle we keep coming back to. Automation first. In advanced ENB, arrangement is often about perception. You're not just adding sound, you're changing how the listener hears the same sound over time. So open your automation lanes and start thinking in terms of contrast. Not just motion, contrast. Dry to wet, narrow to wide, dull to bright, short to long, soft to urgent. A strong 16-bar arc could feel something like this. Bars 1 to 4 are the scene-setting phase. Atmosphere, filtered break fragments, maybe one vocal tease. Bars 5 to 8 bring the groove identity, the full break pattern comes in, the vocal starts answering the drums. Bars 9 to 12 hint at the bass under the break, while the filter opens a little more. Bars 13 to 16 push the tension higher, shorter reverb tail, more snare urgency, maybe the final pickup into the drop. That's the narrative. Dark opening, groove reveal, vocal personality, bass implication, then escalation. A really useful move is to automate your reverb and delay sends carefully. In the opening bars, you can have more space, but don't let it smear the groove. As you approach the drop, shorten the tails or reduce the sends so the final bars feel tighter and more intense. You want the mix to get more focused, not more blurred. For delay, use it like a dub system throw. One bar the vocal fires and the echo blooms. The next time, maybe only the tail remains. That kind of call and response gives you movement without clutter. And don't forget negative arrangement. Leave something out on purpose. Maybe the break doesn't fully open until later. Maybe the bass doesn't appear until bar 12 or 13. Maybe there's one beat of silence before a vocal hit. In jungle, absence can create more momentum than adding another layer. Let's talk about the pre-drop moments, because those tiny details matter a lot. At bar 4, maybe a vocal phrase gets a delay throw into space. At bar 8, maybe the break does a small fill or a snare stutter. At bar 12, maybe one bass note flashes for a single beat. At bar 15, maybe a reverse cymbal or noise swell pulls everything into the downbeat. These are the moments people remember. Also, a subtle low-end trick works really well in darker DNB. Thin the low-end slightly in the final bar of the intro, then let the drop restore the full sub. That little contrast makes the first downbeat feel massive. If you want extra grime, resample your own intro movement. Bounce a 4-bar or 8-bar print, then chop it back into the arrangement. Use bits of that print for reverses, stutters, or reverb tails. That gives the intro a more tape-like, hands-on, underground feel. Now, always test the intro against the drop. Don't judge it in isolation. Loop the last 4 bars of the intro straight into the first 4 bars of the drop and listen like a DJ and like a dancer at the same time. Ask yourself, does the break have enough identity without giving the whole drop away? Does the bass entrance feel bigger than the hint in the intro? Does the vocal make you expect something heavy? Is there enough headroom for the drop to truly hit? If the intro feels too full, strip it back. Remove one percussion layer. Shorten the reverb. Narrow the atmosphere. Filter the bass harder. If it feels too empty, don't just pile on more sounds. Add movement. Open the filter a little faster. Bring in a ghost note. Add one ragger response phrase. Introduce a short fill instead of a permanent layer. That's the balance. It's not about how much you put in. It's about how intentionally you reveal it. So the core lesson here is simple. Build your jungle intro as a tension curve. Use automation to shape the story. Keep the break evolving. Use ragga elements as call and response. Hint at the bass, but keep it mono and under control until the drop. And always check the handoff, because the intro only works if it earns the drop. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 16-bar intro with just one break loop, one raga vocal chop track, one bass hint, and two returns. Start heavily filtered. Use exactly three vocal call and response moments. Bring the bass in only as a filtered hint before bar 13. Use at least four automation lanes. Then make the last four bars feel more intense without adding more than one new sound. If you can make that feel alive, conversational, and ready to slam into the drop, you've got the jungle mentality nailed. That's the lesson. Keep it gritty, keep it controlled, and let the automation do the talking.